It's time for a look at tidbits, these leftover stories, which there's a lot of when you have a four-day weekend. Wasn't that nice? 4 day week sandwiched by a 4 day weekend.
Oh, now that's lovely.
Oh, yeah, another 4 day week.
I know.
And you can,
let's just keep it going.
I am in agreement with that. You want to do 4 days? Well, that doesn't work out math wise, though.
Is that right? Because it's not 8 days weekend. In a week.
Well, just have to knock it down to three then, and then 4 day weekends, another 3 day week. Perfect.
Do you find yourself, like, after you've had a long weekend and you really enjoy that extra day, like looking through the calendar?
When's the next one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do that.
I do that too. And then I'm planning my vacation.
Then I start counting around it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So Foster's brings you this tidbits with their new dim sum menu. You can discover the mouthwatering dumplings and spring rolls. It's now at the Bay Market Cafe at Foster's Comanche Bay. First of all, Royal Caribbean's new Icon of the Seas cruise ship. I don't know if it's coming through here or not.
It's like not.
It's not.
It's too big.
Okay. Well, it's 1,198 feet long.
Yes.
Did you hear about
the name Icon.
Right.
Yeah. I have heard about it. Yeah.
Well, no.
Oh, is something happened already with it?
No, I know you haven't heard about this part then. So this month they hired their latest crew member and it's a new addition, new policy at the company, actually. You want to hear
like
what the crew
this.
Member is?
I think I'm going to like this. He's got a pet involved?
Well, a six-month golden retriever named Rover.
Oh, stop.
He's now chief dog officer, so he's CDO, chief dog officer. Her job is to bring joy and happiness to the fellow crew and guests.
That's
a happiness
perfect.
Dog named Rover. That's going to be on every Carnival cruise line.
On every ship?
I think it's going to be a policy now.
I love it.
They're starting to get cool again.
Yeah. you know, so many people, when I'm out walking my dog in a popular tourist spot here on island, so many tourists are like, can I pet your dog? And I'm like, of course. And they're like, oh, we really miss our dog. And I'm like that when I go on vacation, I just want to, like Dylan will go, don't pet the strange dog over there.
What's wrong with that? They love it.
Well, he's like, just leave the people alone. Leave the poor dog alone. But I always want to pet dogs because I miss my dog so much. And I'm sure a lot of people are like that when they go on a cruise. If they don't bring their pet, they just want to pet a dog because it, you know, reminds them of their dog.
Oh, that's a great idea for the Humane Society. They could loan pets.
I think that's why so many tourists go and walk dogs here.
And I'm glad to see that.
Because they're missing their pets from home,
But let these dogs roam around the cruise ships and provide at least a temporary foster home for them. You know
that'd
what
be
I mean?
Great.
I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah, unless
really
they get seasick.
Right.
Then it wouldn't be so great.
Well, speaking of cruises, by the way, you go on a cruise ship with one of these pets, these happiness pets, because the Wall Street Journal says you should go by yourself. So go by yourself, just enjoy the happiness pet, and you'll improve your marriage.
Going on a cruise by yourself will improve your marriage?
Well, they said the study has found, a great marriage is basically more broadly going on vacation solo without your significant other will improve your marriage, according to results of surveys.
My husband's going solo without me. I think next week he leaves.
You can fly solo somewhere too, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. You
know? Yeah, and I'll just say too that most people are not actually washing their hands at all. Possibly you listening right now.
What?
When you're in the bathroom, you're not really washing thoroughly enough. Even you, Terry, more than likely, you're just kind of rinsing and
splashing.
Not
singing the full happy birthday, which is what you're supposed to, what they told us to do.
Oh, is it that long even? I'm probably not doing it then either.
You're supposed to sing the entire song.
Wow.
I will say, I think some people just run the water and don't even do anything. They're trying to trick us. I've heard it.
These are 10 horrible hygiene habits that we all do way too much. Okay. And I'm not going to ask for a show of hands.
Okay.
Because nobody would probably raise your hand anyway.
Well, that's the thing. And you're like, oh, come on. No, I'm clean. I would never do any of these.
Right.
All right. So now I want to hear them.
Well, how often do you clean your phone or your keys?
Not as often as I should.
Like what?
And I think about that.
Divine. Do you clean it at all?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Once in a while. And I also clean my remotes because I also think about how many people touch the remote and like you're eating and you're watching TV and it gets gross, right?
Yeah.
But not very often. I'm going to be honest. Once a month, maybe.
Okay. What about your keys? You clean your keys too, like your
next
phone?
To never.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
there you go. There's
next
the
to never.
Keys.
If they get wet because it's raining and I'm walking outside with my keys on, that's like with my keys in my hand, that's about the only time.
Well, how many times you dropped it on the ground, your keys? Think about that.
No, gross, right? Gross. You're right.
Or if you go like into a public bathroom to change and you toss your keys on the counter casually while you change, even on the back of a toilet seat.
Yeah.
I've seen that done. And then you pick them up and go back outside. Yeah,
well,
that's your keys, man.
Keys, your phone. Is as filthy as money because they say money's filthy, right? Because it just gets, tossed around from hand to hand.
This is going to be gross, but it's super important around here.
cleaning your AirPods or your earbuds.
See, I don't wear those. Oh, well, I wear headphones.
Right. Yes. But the earbuds.
And I don't like to lend those out because it's kind of a weird thing.
It is.
But the actual earbuds, they don't fit in my ear properly.
Yeah. Well, it's in this climate, though, they can create.
And they feel weird. I don't like them.
Let's not get into details on some
of this. No, you should definitely clean them.
we'll just move on. Let's not describe
these
details.
I think you did a whole study like that people can get, like, it's bad.
Oh, infections here, especially.
Yeah.
Because it's so humid. This is one of the biggest culprits, too. And think about this when people go into the restroom at work. But just rinsing your hands in the bathroom. People are not washing their hands long enough. Terry was saying, I forgot about that, but it's the happy birthday rule. You should be able to sing it all the way through. The happy birthday song.
If you want to test if people in your office are washing their hands, take the soap out of the bathroom.
Yeah.
Or like empty it and then see who says, hey guys, we're out of soap in the bathroom. So you're the first person to mention it because you'd be surprised.
That's true.
How many people just like they wash their hands, but they don't use soap. And I'm like, you have to use soap.
Look, I'm not going to get into details. I'm just going to say there might have been a time or two where I didn't see soap around, so I improvised. Okay, I just leave it at that.
Okay.
But I might not have raised an alarm about the soap. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Not cleaning properly in the shower. Again, not going to get into details, but too many people just let water run over them. We are not actually a clean people.
Think about all the nooks and crannies.
Right, that's right.
Let's just put it that way.
Correct. Never cleaning door handles. Never washing
your shoes. That's another one, door handles. Yep.
Flushing with the toilet lid up.
Gross.
I never think about that, but that's a problem.
Oh, I always close it. Oh, gross. Yeah.
And not flossing. People think brushing is enough. It's not. Flossing is secondary. That's the normal thought. But if you had to pick one, maybe dentists can correct me. I'm not a dentist. But according to this study, flossing might actually be more important.
Stop.
That's what they're saying.
Really?
I don't. If a dentist wants to chime in, please do so. And never follow our advice on anything. Again, we always put that disclaimer out there.
Here's the thing. You brush every day. I don't floss every day. I'm going to be honest. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, every day, man.
No way.
Yeah,
I'm going to be honest. I don't floss every day.
It might not even be every month sometimes, too. So,
nobody's,
I need to do that more.
Okay, so we're all just dirty humans. Is that
pretty, pretty much the lesson here today is everyone is way dirtier than what you think. So I was having a quiet Monday. Well, I was actually up here in the studio with Terry when it really started happening, but Monday was overall quiet yesterday. And all of a sudden, my phone starts ringing from one of the apps.
Okay, and it was a lot.
A lot.
And I was like, Tim, your phone is blowing up.
I know, and it didn't look like the normal phone call, and I realized I was getting calls through Skype. And I'm like, why am I getting phone calls through Skype right now? I did have a number signed up. You could do that on Skype. I actually pay $6 a month or something like that for this number.
Oh.
So people can call an American phone number. Okay, or I can
have
access.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, because I have a Skype account, but I don't actually, I think I just use my email or something.
Right.
Is how I was attached.
It'd be like a free account.
But you actually, but you actually have a phone number attached to yours.
Right, because when you make calls, they do charge you. It's not much. It's cheap to call through Skype, and it's beneficial to have a number tied to it. You know,
right.
If somebody wanted to call you back or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, it's usually beneficial unless your number gets passed to some sort of customer service jokester who decides to replace the number apparently on a website. I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden, apparently, I'm the IT go-to guy for the country. Within a matter of seconds, this conversion process happened, and all of a sudden, I apparently know everything about IT because one call after another. This is obviously what happened. Somebody had replaced my number somewhere accidentally or on purpose. I'm trying to think of who in my past I've harmed or broken up with badly that could be out to get me. But you saw it. It was one call after another. All of a sudden, it couldn't stop. So I started picking it up, and I realized there was always different phone numbers. So you had somebody coming from Texas. I had somebody with a drawl. It sounded like she was from Alabama.
So it wasn't the same one person.
It was a national customer service number for something.
Either that or someone's pranking you big time. You should have recorded all these calls.
They were coming in too fast.
This is comedy gold.
I was starting to freak out. I was losing my cool. We were coming in too fast and heavy.
Oh, I know. I caught one of them where you're like, no, this is not Norton Help Service. This is a private number. You were like very...
because I thought...
Basically, the subtext was don't ever call this number again.
Well, I thought it was the same person calling me over and over and over. And then to my horror, I realized it was different people.
Yeah. Well, so, I guess the Southern drawl, the one time, the New York, I was
the man versus the woman.
Exactly.
Unless it was a big house party, it was just messing with me.
Oh my gosh, that's
worst nightmare.
Way too funny.
I could not figure it out. So it was just, and so
what'd you do?
They were asking me all kinds of computer questions too. It was Norton
first. Oh, you should have messed with them.
Windows, Microsoft. I should have. Oh,
dude,
man.
You should have told them to do like crazy, like take your computer and just throw it out the window. It works, trust me.
Yeah, no, I could just say, look, I don't know why you're having these problems with Windows updates, but it never shuts down our computer. You must be doing something wrong. What I would do is go in and uninstall all of your programs, make sure you wipe the hard drive, back everything up, and then reinstall. That's what I would do.
That's cruel and mean.
Man, I really could have messed with this.
Karma gods would have messed with you after that one.
Our computer would never work right for the show again.
Exactly.
And then be a ripple effect. It'd affect all the listeners. You see how things work, Terry? You got to make the right decision.
So how'd you get rid of people calling you?
I deleted Skype. What do you think?
Oh, gosh, that's the only way, right? I guess that's kind of the only way.
Oh, and I found out the hard way, too. You can't just take it off your screen on an Android device. You got to go in and clear it. And I thought, oh, it's deleted. Nope, it's just for my screen. The phones kept coming in. I'm like, wait, it's still ringing. Stop.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You just took it off the desktop.
Yeah,
oh,
you got to delete it permanently or it keeps hunting you down. So guess what's on the task list for today?
What?
Change my Skype phone number.
Oh, yes, definitely.
And yeah.
Whoever they assign that number to, like next, I feel sorry for them. My parents used to live and die by the Farmer's Almanac. Like,
yeah,
they
right,
would be like, right, this year's a good year for crops. And if you were a farmer, you really did follow that because often they, you know, weather and things go in cycles.
Mm-hmm.
And they often were pretty good at predicting things.
Yeah, they used to be. Now it just seems like the weather doesn't have a rhyme or reason sometimes.
Very unpredictable.
And I was walking again the other day and I had that strange experience where I'm looking up at the sky and I'm seeing nothing but sun, but somewhere rain is falling on me.
Right.
And how is that possible? I've only seen that here like that. There's also certain spots on 7 Mile, if you see clouds around, that you know if you go walking through that spot, it's going to start raining. And further up the street, it doesn't. The Caribbean Club's one example.
Yeah.
If there's clouds coming through, a Caribbean Club always seems to get hit with rain. It's right in that spot, and then
so
you're good
weird.
On either side. It's very weird. So what is the folklore around Cayman for predicting the weather? Because this study here said that 1 in 4 Americans claim they feel it in their joints when a storm is coming.
My dad does, so especially in his knees.
Yeah,
so
right.
He's got arthritis, so whenever his knees ache, he's like, when we're at the cabin, he's like, it's going to rain tonight.
Yeah.
You know, make sure we pull up the boat or whatever. And I'd be like, Dad, you don't know for sure. I looked at the weather. Mm-hmm. They're not calling for rain. He goes, listen, I don't care what the weather says. My knees are a way better weather person than, you know, the person on TV.
Yeah.
And he was right every time.
Well, 52% of people feel it in their knees. It's
I said one in four Americans can feel it in their joints. And 52 in their knees, really?
Oh, no, that was different. Okay, this
I
is a different question with
it. One in four, yeah.
No, so thousands of Americans asked if they think joint pain and headaches can actually predict storms. That's what it was.
Ah.
So do people trust when other people tell them? And 52% said, yes, I do trust them. So they found out this is somewhat accurate.
I trust it when my dad's saying it, for sure.
Well, there's actually science to it as well. So there's a reason why
it
works.
It's a pressure in the air.
That's correct.
Of course, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
My dad complains about it.
Right.
It's like, he's like, the barometric pressure is different. Like, my knees are killing me.
Yeah, and for a lot of people, it manifests in a headache instead of knee pain.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
1 in 6 said they can tell because a headache is coming on.
Oh, yeah, the pressure in their head.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I almost trust that more than the weather these days, like, then, you know what I mean? Like, the scientific weather?
Right. Well, I can tell you one thing you shouldn't trust is my weather forecast. I never seem to get it right. I want to know. This is why I want to find out some of this folklore so we can get more accurate in this stuff.
Okay, so we want to know what's a Cayman folklore for bad weather's on the way?
It's on the way. There has to be some.
Oh,
and there has to be a lot that we haven't heard before.
I know, like, leading up to hurricane season, there's lots of different folklore to what type of hurricane season in general there's going to be. So I'd love to hear from a lot of people what their folklore is.
And bonus points, too, for the class is you could throw in a famous Cayman saying about the weather. Like, we call it when it's raining, when it's sunny out. There's a term for that. The devil's getting married or something like that. Isn't that what it is?
Right.
Devil's getting, I think.
Something like that, yeah. Devil's wedding or something.
Devil's wedding, right. So it's just some common names we can toss in there as well. It would be great if you could. Send it over to Z99 Grand Cayman. We'll have
it
up on Facebook
page, yeah.
Yep. And thank you very much.